If we are aware that there are 1,200 cases that you are not seeing in one particular graphic, it means that you're aware of the cases, so they're not missing. We have a full count of all the cases that have been diagnosed. The point that we were making with the Epi curve is that we utilize another subset of data, a separate data source, to corroborate. This is what we do in epidemiology and public health. We utilize data from multiple sources to get an understanding of temporal patterns in disease occurrence. So the Epi curve, while it comes from a different data source, it corroborates, it has the same overall shape and pattern as the total number of tests that we have been reporting on a daily basis. The total number of tests had a particular challenge in the time frame when there was a backlog in the testing that gave the shape of the graph a misleading sort of contour and gave the idea that a particular point in time may have been the peak, whereas that point in time, when you look at the epidemiologic curve, was actually earlier on in the process.